The Valley's country leader, New Camel at 107.9. It's the Breakfast Buzz with Sugarland.
Hello.
Hi, y'all.
Hi. Are both Christian and Jennifer on the line?
We are.
Wonderful.
Woo.
I am Nina D. This is Nico, and this is our first week on the air together.
How does it feel? Right.
It feels very smooth
so far. It does. And I'm like, these are the perfect people to talk to because they've done the whole, you know, being together twice now for the first time.
Yes, we have a lot of firsts, and we keep repeating them.
Yeah. How are you doing? How's life?
Life is awesome. We actually just finished on Friday our album in the studio. We finished Friday. We're starting to get little rough mixes rolling in, so we are thrilled and cannot wait to get those out there and share them with everybody.
Oh, my gosh.
We're rehearsing for the tour. It's all good things. All good things, babe.
It feels good. I mean, the energy seems like it's there. We saw you on New Year's Eve together, which was amazing.
Good.
You're making your way everywhere. How has the reunion been, though? Has it been rough? Has it been, like, bumpy? Has it been, like, you never stopped hanging out?
It has been like riding a bike.
Wow.
It's been like a warm blanket, like an old friend. And then there's also been some, you know, some rediscovery and new discoveries.
Okay, speaking of new discovery, Christian.
Yes, ma'am.
Have you shared your love for Cardi B with Jennifer?
Maybe just a little bit, but, you know, I think it's one of these things that, you know, you have to do in person. You can turn it up really loud and try to sing with her.
Yeah.
I think Christian was like, no, I didn't share my love. I tortured her with my love.
Cardi B's an acquired taste. I'm late to the party. I apologize, but I am.
Well,
no,
she's everywhere.
Great.
Don't worry
she's
about
everywhere.
It.
She's everywhere.
You're not going to miss her.
Okay, good.
So you guys recorded in New York City. Did you end up using any outside influences, or did New York City actually, like, give you guys some creative influence on your new record?
Well, we recorded the first two tracks in New York several months ago.
Okay.
And then we wrote in New York, but we recorded in Nashville.
Ah, okay. Very cool.
Can we play some Sugarland?
Yes.
Absolutely. Let's do that coming up next. That was Sugarland on the Valley's country leader, New Camel at 107.9. And ironically, we have Sugarland on the phone.
I'm on your Twitter right now. I'm stalking you guys a little bit because I'm looking at your photos. You look gorgeous. Brandi Clark, did you guys pick these people to be on tour with you? I mean, Lindsay L, we love. How did that work?
Well, yes, we did pick them. I mean, you know, Christian has been working with and just recorded Lindsay L's new record.
Yes.
I had the pleasure of her being out with me a couple tours ago for the Women in Country tour.
Yes.
She was a fantastic support act there, and I know she will be here too. And then Frankie Ballard, Christian has also been working with him.
Yeah, we're big fans of Frankie. Our drummer has been working with Frankie. It's pretty awesome.
I love that. Because I always wonder, is it, you know, the labels that are picking these people for you, and you're like, okay, go. This is who you're going with, or if you, it seems like you handpick these people, which is awesome.
Yeah, luckily the label is, you know, supportive, and we're supportive of them too, and we're supportive of, you know, whoever, if our agent wants to put ideas out there. But really, what we want is the show to be fun and be representative of who we are and what we've done and what we're doing. And these acts, you know, Brandi Clark, she's been out with me for a number of tours and wrote with me on much of my solo records, and so I wanted to honor that. And then Claire is lovely and so super talented, and I can't wait to get to know her. So, I think it's going to be a fantastic bill.
Is it? It's so freakishly – I feel like it's so odd that I'm so excited about you two being together again. Like, I shouldn't be this excited, and I think it's universal.
That's good.
It's real.
Good.
I'm actually having to calm her down in the studio.
For real.
True story.
You should absolutely be excited. I mean, we're excited.
Well, we're looking forward to the tour. 2018, let's go.
I love it.
Well,
Sugarland, thank you guys so much for joining us today.
Absolutely, and have a great day at this.
Yay, thank you. So far, so good.
You're doing great so far.
Yay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye, y'all.
Bye-bye.